Yeah, thanks for having me as always.
Did you go to or watch the game?
I did watch it. I was not fortunate enough, I guess, to get tickets, so I did watch it from home.
Of course, that depends on your point of view after what happened. Maybe you were
right.
Fortunate. Your thoughts? I mean, give me a little analysis. Was it just Miami speed was too much to handle? That was my take on the game.
Yeah, I think Miami just had a great game plan on defense and played aggressive, and they played didn't give up any huge plays and just played solid. And it seemed like they came in pretty focused. And typically, it's kind of like with those Florida schools, and like it was kind of like last year when Virginia went down to I know it was at Florida State, but a lot of people were picking Virginia and kind of not really giving too much respect to Florida State. I don't know if people didn't really give respect to Miami as so much. You know, I think Virginia Tech was just, you know, on a roll and playing great football, and they just thought Virginia Tech would be too much to handle. But then it gets basically, my point is that it gets those teams certainly focused and pumped up, and they came in ready, with something to prove and played focused the entire game, which sometimes it seems those schools, if they're playing a lesser opponent, they may kind of take some time to get focused into the game. And I think they came in, they played pretty much perfect football. They played excellent defense, and certainly the offense came to play as well, which was really important. The offense didn't have any key turnovers, which would have helped obviously give Virginia Tech some momentum. So they came to play on both sides of the ball, and I think it was just Miami just turned into a fantastic performance.
Yeah, that's one thing my son said. He said, you know, it really was impressive how well Miami played. It's just too bad from his perspective he couldn't enjoy it at all. He'd have been a lot more impressed watching them beat somebody else like that. But as we discussed last week, a lot of kids on hand, unofficial, officially. When I checked into my hotel, the wonderful, fabulous Holiday Inn University right there next to campus, the Elides kid from New Jersey that we've talked about some was checking in. A bunch of them there throughout the weekend that I was running into, big, good-looking specimens. A bunch of them went over to the walkthrough, saw the game. And then afterward, Frank Beamer had a very interesting comment when he spoke to the media on Monday. He said, you know, obviously he would rather have won the game, but from the recruiting end, it doesn't hurt for the prospects to see them when they're hurting and when they're down, so they get a feel that, you know, hey, they're not just being nice and lovey-dovey and, you know, how they're treating their players when they're up and everything's going well. These guys are really down right now, yet, and he said, you know, it's good for you to see us like that, to see that we try to keep an even keel. And I thought, you know, that's a pretty good point. And then I've been following your excellent updates. You know, Chris is the recruiting reporter for the Sabre.com and TechSideline.com, and so he's constantly updating the recruiting scene there. Judging from the young men you've talked to, he was right. I mean, it seems as if, and we'll get into some specifics later, that the loss didn't impact how I don't think anybody, they're not going to get everybody, of course, but I don't think anybody's leaving there thinking, no way, I'm going there after that game. They all seemed impressed.
Right. Well, I think Virginia Tech had a pretty good reputation coming into the game, and in terms of the game, I don't think the game itself, obviously, like you mentioned, a win would have been great. But in terms of whether it, you know, hurts recruits, I think you can kind of see. You and I have talked a lot before that usually one particular win or one loss really doesn't hurt the team. It's really kind of the whole body of work out of the whole season, and I think, you know, Virginia Tech is still in great position to have a great season, and one game is not going to really really make or break anything, I guess, at this point, although obviously they would have preferred a win to go forth. But I think the recruits were really impressed, just the ones I've talked to, and specifically like Damon McDaniel and Vidal Hazelton. I've had a chance to speak with those guys this week, and I know they were really impressed with the pregame atmosphere, and you mentioned the walk. They were able to participate in that, see signs with their names on it, and they were really impressed and really kind of certainly excited about seeing their names on signs. And it seems like they really got a real kick out of that. And just the entire weekend, I think it went really well for Virginia Tech. It just sounds like the recruits still had a great time. They were really impressed with the pregame festivities, and they were still impressed with the crowd. I think the crowd did pretty well considering the circumstances. And then in addition to that, just kind of following the game, like before the game and the day after the game, they kind of just enjoy talking to the team. And a couple of them did mention that the team was disappointed, but at the same time, focused on getting back in the field and working hard and kind of getting back to where they want to be. So I think really the weekend went really well. I don't think the loss really had any effect whatsoever, and Virginia Tech certainly put itself in some pretty good position with some top recruits that you mentioned. I mentioned Damon McDaniel, the wide receiver out of Lansdowne, told me he had a great visit, and it really was important to him to see the fans know who he was and have signs, and it really made him feel like they really want him to be there. I know Vidal Hazleton had a great visit as well, and of course Virginia Tech hadn't gotten any commitments or anything yet, but they're in good position right now. Marcus Ball, the outstanding safety out of Stevenson High School in Stone Mountain, Georgia, had a great official visit. And these prospects that I just mentioned, they're all going to take some more visits, but Virginia Tech, I think, really gave them something to think about after this weekend's experience.
Well, one of the kids you update with is Jarrell Miller from Highland Springs.
Mm-hmm.
2006 Army All-America teams. This kid's obviously a pretty good player. He was unofficially at Virginia Tech, and again, the only thing that means is he had to pay his own freight. Once you're on campus, they can get, you know, three tickets for coach and parents or whatever. They can treat you like a recruit as opposed to pay. He is actually going to UVA for his official visit this weekend. And do we think it's down to the state teams with him?
Well, he's always been high on both in-state schools, and especially Virginia Tech. He's developed a really good relationship with the coaching staff. I know I've mentioned that a dozen times on this program, but it's true. He has developed a good relationship with the assistant coaches, and he's been to the summer camp for a few years now. I think even since his freshman year, so he's been around the program. Obviously, his teammate Victor Harris committed or signed with Virginia Tech, and Nolan Burchett and Highland Springs has had a good pipeline, I guess, if you will, of sending some guys to Virginia Tech. So there's the comfort level there. So Virginia Tech's always a school that I've kind of figured that he would certainly be high on and would be a finalist, and Virginia Tech has good reason to feel good about their position. But at the same time, it's not like last year with Victor Harris. You kind of got the sense that he was pretty much going to sign with Virginia Tech no matter what. But with Jarrell, it seems like he's a little more open. He's still, I think, really thinking about his decision. I think Virginia Tech and Virginia are probably going to be the finalists, and that's kind of the talk right now. I think he's an important recruit for both programs, and Virginia with their need for linebackers, especially the inside linebacker position, that's what they're looking at him. This is really a big weekend for them to host him on an official visit so they can really, hopefully, in their eyes, I guess, turn the tide and try to land Jarrell, who's going to announce his decision in, you mentioned the Army Bowl, the Army All-American game in January. That's where he plans on announcing his decision. But Virginia really needs to solidify their standing this weekend and really, really blow him away, I think, in order to put themselves in a good position. I think Virginia Tech still is obviously in a good position. He's going to take an official visit there on December 7th, which is a midweek visit. He's going to UNC on December 10th, and he's already been to University of Tennessee, which Tennessee is a school not to really count out because he has a great relationship with the primary recruiter from Tennessee. And then, of course, he's going to the University of Florida for an official visit, I believe, during the weekend of the Florida State game. So that's always an exciting game. But I do see Jarrell, when it comes down to it, I think he will stay, in my opinion, he'll stay in state. I still think Tennessee's a team you can't really count out, but I do think he'll stay in state and choose between the two in-state schools. So it should be an interesting battle. He's certainly an important recruit for both programs.
And they're allowed as many unofficials as they want to pay for, and they're allowed five officials still, right? That number has not changed over the years?
Right, just five.
Okay. Another guy I want to talk about before we get to the break, and after the break, after you talk about a few more of these kids, Chris, I'm visiting with Chris Warren, the recruiting reporter for TechSideline.com with the TechSideline.com recruiting report. I want to talk some more about the recruiting weekends upcoming after football. But another guy who I think is a key part of this class, if they can get him, and I know they got a lot of young receivers in there, but Vidal Hazleton, who is at Hargrave, you know, I love the headline they came up with here, five-star recruit rates VT visit a 10. Now, Clowney will be a senior next year. All those many sophomores will be junior. It's time to get a couple more receivers in there to go along with freshman Jeremy Gilchrist. I think this is one of the biggest catches out there for him. You know, the number one recruit is a receiver, Percy Harvin, but we've all but conceded him out of state. Hazleton is a guy they can definitely get, right?
Virginia Tech certainly put themselves in the mix. Vidal's already always been pretty high on Virginia Tech. He followed them when Michael Vick was there and was pretty excited when they started recruiting him early in the process when they offered. And I do believe Virginia Tech's certainly a competitor. He had a great visit. Like I said, like you mentioned, he rated the visit a 10. And I didn't even have to ask him to rate the visit. He just was kind of talking about the visit, and he said if he had to rate it, he would rate it a 10. And just had a great time. He hung out with Marcus Vick and talked to Damon McDaniel, who is another top receiver. So certainly if Virginia Tech could get Damon McDaniel, then that would be a pretty big pickup as well, because he's right there with Vidal Hazelton in terms of talent. In my opinion, I think Damon's, especially this year, Damon's having an outstanding season. I guess the primary competitor for Vidal Hazelton, I think, will end up being Miami. He's also taken official visits to Tennessee, which is this weekend, USC, I believe, next weekend, and then the following weekend to University of Miami. So I think those are the primary four schools at this point. He's still considering Georgia and Florida for that fifth official visit spot. Miami was a school that he was really high on early in the process, and I think they're the top competitor right now. And Virginia Tech certainly put themselves in great position with the experience that he had there. I think he was really impressed. But there's always that Miami visit looming, so we'll see. We'll see what happens right now. I'd probably put Virginia Tech in a little bit better position with Damon McDaniel at this point, just because Vidal really liked Miami so much early in the process. But Damon as well is going to take a visit to LSU and to Miami. But I think really Virginia Tech put itself in a really great position because he, like I mentioned, he really enjoyed the fans. He had a great time, and he really feels like the whole Virginia Tech community, I think, really wants him to be there. And he's an extremely talented receiver. And as you mentioned, adding to that receiving core, of course, they have Todd Nolan, who's at Fork Union right now, supposed to come in.
They could stand to get three or four more, I think, and replenish what's about to leave in another year or two.
Exactly. And I think Todd's certainly a player to watch, I think, and he was a four-star recruit coming out of high school last year. So if they can land a Damon McDaniel to go along with a Todd Nolan and to add those guys, and you mentioned, of course, if they get Hazelton, then that's going to be an amazing amazing wide receiving core, and just give Marcus Vick all kinds of weapons next year.
We're in the middle of the TechSideline.com recruiting report with Chris Horn, the excellent recruiting reporter for TechSideline.com. And the Sabre, we've been talking about the big recruiting weekend Virginia Tech had this past weekend, and now the loss doesn't seem to have an effect. I did think it was kind of funny, Chris, that, you know, we talked about Vidal Hazelton rating it a 10. Well, Mario Edwards, a defensive back from Westlake, Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, he rated it a 9. He didn't get quite as carried away. He said it would have been a 10 if they won, but he seemed pretty impressed, too.
Mario was definitely impressed, and Virginia Tech continues to be his favorite school at this point. He wants to take all five official visits, but Mario's another kid from Georgia. He actually made a visit with his teammate, linebacker Maurice Richardson, who was a little bit more highly rated than Mario, but both are very good players in their own right, certainly. And Maurice had a good visit. He's taking an official visit to Notre Dame this weekend, which I think that's certainly a team to watch as well, because he took an unofficial visit to Notre Dame for the USC game. So he had a great time during that game. Talked to him briefly about the Virginia Tech visit, and he seemed like he enjoyed it as well and had a good time. We'll see what happens after this weekend at Notre Dame.
LeSean McCoy, the running back from Harrisburg, who is hurt but expected to be completely healthy for some reason, you know, I get asked about him more than any other recruit on the board, and if I'm getting asked about him a lot, I'm sure you are too. Now, he made his official this weekend too. I know he's been to USC.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to Penn State a gazillion times. That's kind of like, you know, his Virginia Tech for the hometown school, easy to get to. I see on the update you caught up with his coach. What did he seem to come away with a positive impression?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and one thing that really helps Virginia Tech, he likes the coaches, and I had a chance to speak with the running backs coach, who's also the athletic director, Bishop McDevitt, Tommy Mealy, and he was just telling me that Virginia Tech kind of runs similar plays to what they run at Bishop McDevitt, so that's a positive for Virginia Tech. He likes Coach Rogers, who's the primary recruiter, and he had a really good visit in August down there, just on an unofficial trip. He went down there with Coach Jeff Wechter, who's the head coach. That was one of the factors in kind of helping Virginia Tech get that official visit. Of course, they've had a great season as well, which I think has caught LeSean's eye as well. LeSean, in terms of where he's going to look at going to school, I think you mentioned that he did take a visit to USC. I think he really liked USC. I know USC was really a school that was pretty high, very high on his list. You mentioned that he did break an ankle And so he's out for the season. But the one thing that Coach Mealy referred to me that he think, in his opinion anyway, he thinks LeSean may be kind of leaning towards staying closer to home as a result of that, just to be around the support of his family, which would certainly help Penn State and Virginia Tech as well, as they're the two closest to home. He's going to take an official visit to Alabama. He's going to University of Miami, I believe, for an official visit as well. And Penn State may not get an official visit just because, as you mentioned, he's been there so many times on unofficial visits. So I think Virginia Tech's certainly in the top three, at least for him right now, and certainly has a chance with him. And he's one of the top he's the top running back probably in the country. It was unfortunate that he got injured. He wasn't able to show what he could do this year. But his injury is expected to be fully recovered by the time he gets to college. There are some concerns he may have to go to prep school, but I think he is going to try to obviously qualify. And you know, if he buckles down, I think he may be able to make it. So, but regardless, just he's probably he's considered one of the top overall prospects in the country, such as, you know, Vidal Hazelton, Damon McDaniel, some of those guys I mentioned, Marcus Ball, are rated that as well, which is why it was such an incredible weekend last weekend. And but Virginia Tech, I think you know, their fans can really think that, you know, Virginia Tech can feel that Virginia Tech has a serious shot with LeSean, especially since that, you know, once location is starting to become a factor, I think that definitely helps Virginia Tech. And so it'll be interesting to see how his process plays out, that's for sure.
Well, a lot of these guys you mentioned, I know, going and making their announcement at the All-Star game, and one of the young men said they were going to make the call on ESPN where they can get much attention. One gentleman you talked to, Westlake, Georgia, Maurice Richardson.
Right.
Said his decision could come soon. It looks like he's going to Notre Dame this weekend, and then that could be it. He's Florida, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. So there could be news by the time we talk next week.
Yeah, that's right. And I think his decision's probably going to come down. I think Virginia Tech's up there. I think the one, really, Notre Dame's a big worry, just because he did take, like I mentioned, he did take a unofficial visit to Notre Dame for the USC game. Had a great time during that game, and then is going to take an official visit to Notre Dame this weekend. So that's certainly something to monitor. He didn't know exactly if he would take more official visits after the Notre Dame weekend. I think Virginia Tech was his first official visit. He actually traveled to Georgia Tech and Florida before on unofficial trips, but so I think that's what he's thinking about. He's wondering if he's going to take any more officials. But it sounds like originally he wanted to make a decision, you know, while his team was in the playoffs or before. That hasn't happened. They just played their first round of the playoffs last week and won, but so they have another game this week. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think what's really going to be telling with Maurice is after this weekend at Notre Dame, to see if he goes ahead and makes a commitment, or if he's going to wait a little bit longer. So we'll just have to see. I think Virginia Tech put itself in a decent position, but I think Notre Dame's probably the team to watch right now.
I tell you what, the way Notre Dame's going this year, it'd be a tough time to be competing with them, because I think Charlie Weiss is smart enough to strike while the iron is hot. So that'll be definitely be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do want to talk. We're running out of time. I think what we're going to end up doing again is what we always do, Chris, put something off till next week. Next week we'll set up the future and why sometimes coaches like recruiting weekends when there isn't a game. And
mm-hmm.
We'll kick all that around then, because I'm enjoying talking to you about, you know, what you learned from these young men after their visit. But, you know, Damon McDaniel, who is kind of the 1A to Percy Harvin's 1 down at Lansdowne, having a great year. And he indicated that he was surprised when he went to Virginia Tech how many people knew about him. Now, I'm kind of surprised he's surprised, because these kids nowadays, what with the internet and the newspapers doing a little bit with it, but, you know, mm-hmm. primarily like through work like what you do, you've kept us up to date with what he's been doing all season. So the people at Tech who follow the career and have had great access to it, sure, they're going to know who he is. But he said that really impressed him, and he enjoyed that aspect. And it sounds like it was a very much a plus in Virginia Tech's favor.
That's right. And I have Damon rated the number 6 player in the state of Virginia. He's a 4-star prospect. I know ESPN has him the number 2 wide receiver in the country behind his teammate Percy Harvin. So I think, and this year he's really you mentioned he's having a great season. He certainly is having an outstanding senior season, and really justifying that, you know, he is a top player beside Percy Harvin, who's gotten a lot of attention. Both have gotten a lot of attention, but obviously Percy, his name is well known. But yeah, Damon, he had a ball, really, I think, before the game, and that really did impress him. I'm not sure he really thought about it. I know he's been to Florida on an official visit, so he must not have had a similar experience there in terms of the fans kind of calling out his name and things like that. But I think certainly Virginia Tech, their fans are ready for this game and ready for the recruits, and I think did a great job of making making posters and making making signs. And then when the recruits came in on the walk, they knew exactly which guys were with which faces, and they were calling out the right names and saying, come to the school. And I talked to Hutch Eckerson, who's an offensive lineman out of North Carolina, and he was saying the same thing, that it was just wild. Like somebody mentioned that, somebody yelled out that, this is the place for you, Hutch, come here. And I think they really all got a kick out of that, and especially Damon, who really took that as a sign to mean that they really want him in Blacksburg. And I think that's certainly something that's important to him, to kind of feel that, you know, which school really wants him the most. And especially since Virginia Tech's the only in-state school in competition for Damon, I think that really helps Virginia Tech out a lot. If all things are equal, and then just looking, you know, Virginia Tech's closer to home, and look at how much the fans want me, then you know, maybe I'll stay closer to home. So I think Miami is another team to maybe worry about with Damon, but you know, Florida I think impressed him a lot as well. But I do like Virginia Tech's position at this point, so we'll see what happens. I know he still has official visits to LSU and Miami. I would say Miami's probably the team to worry about in comparing those two schools, and then Florida certainly is very hard after Damon as well. So, but yeah, he was extremely excited. It was fun talking to him, and he seemed like he certainly appreciated it.
All right, Chris, well, it's been fun as always catching up with you. I know it was a busy week for you getting up with everybody after those visits, but it sounds like Tech got as much out of that as they could have, considering the way the day went. It didn't damper the season a little bit, but it didn't damper the recruiting weekend, if that makes any sense.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think a lot of the recruits, the main theme was like, you know, Miami just really came to play, and they knew Miami was a great team coming in. And I don't think, you know, Virginia Tech lost much of its luster in terms of its program. I think a lot of the recruits still think, you know, Virginia Tech's a great program, and you know, it'd be fun to be a part of it. So I don't think they really lost too much just because of the loss.
All right, Chris, enjoy the rest of your evening. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll set up future visiting weekends and all that kind of good stuff, kind of take a look ahead to December, which will be here before we know it.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
No problem.